Thank you, man.
Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. President Beta. Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid, Hanilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap battle.
What's up, and it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, this is your boy, Uncle.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call a number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show, and this is episode 39. So we got one more to hit 40. That's what's up. Man, one hell of a show. We got the legendary RBX, former Death Row artist, you know what I'm saying? He wrote many songs on the Dr. Dre's Chronic, which is considered by many to be one of the most classic records in hip-hop, period. He even won a Grammy for the song Let Me Ride, man. So this guy is a legend to say the least, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be here in a few seconds. Actually, he's here right now. Shit, I'm going to bring him on. You know, why waste any fucking time, man? This is the man himself, RBX. Man, what's up, my brother?
Hey, man, what's happening?
Man, first of all,
can you hear me? Can you hear me? Mic check 1, 2. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. You're live, man. I hear you real good, man.
Okay.
First and foremost, you know what I'm saying? I want to thank you for coming on the Murder Master Music Show. We appreciate guys like you because, you know what I'm saying, you are legends in this rap game, and that's all we have on the show is legends, man. We don't play none of these little, what we call skinny jean swaggots. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Yeah. I ain't mad. I'm not going to go into no disrespectful mode, but I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah. We got to have, I mean, there's got to be a lane for the legends and the pioneers, and we feel that this is one of those lanes. And, you know, we've had many guys on here like DJ Ready Red and MC Shan and Dub C and, you know,
right.
We fuck with that OG real shit, man. So
thank you for
coming
That's
on the show,
lane.
Man.
That's my name, and you're welcome, and it's all good, man. You know, it's a good thing to have cats out there that know what they like and ain't going to let people dictate to them what they should like and remember what it was and how it's supposed to sound and want to cling on to that. That's where I'm at with it. Like, you know, there was a sound that hip-hop used to come with, and it, I guess you can title it the boom bap, but yeah,
uh-huh.
the boom bap was definitely present, and it was just a vibe, and it carried on, and that was something that I loved, and I still love, and strive to do. So it's good that you got a lane for it. That's beautiful.
Oh, definitely, man. You happen to come in on show number 39. You know, last week we actually had a roundtable with JT Money, Gangsta Nip, and Gangsta Pat out of Memphis. So there you have Memphis, Miami, and Houston, Texas. You know what I'm saying? That's another thing we like to do are these roundtables with guys just from the same eras but from different regions. Would you be down for something like that if we can snag somebody from the Midwest and maybe somebody from down south or something?
Yeah, man, because I bubble with all my hustlers, man. I ain't really on no separatist type thing. You know, I'm from the West. Everybody know where I'm from, and it is what it is, but I move around, you know, and I'm in Houston. I got a gang in Houston, cats, you know. I got some family members in the NY, Chicago, St. Louis. So, yeah, man, I don't have no problem with it. That'll be a good look if we can get that done.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. Is there anybody in particular you'd like to talk to, that you never got to work with or never even chopped it up with?
It's a few cats out there, you know. I would have to give me a little list together so it'd be a little more precise before I would just spew out some names, because, you know, we don't do it like that. And since you just hit me with it right now, I would have to give it some thought. But in all honesty, anybody that's out there really doing their thing in a real kind of way without no trickery in their mix, I'm willing to work with them. I just don't have time for the games.
Yeah. Yeah, that's real,
you know,
shit.
The little Hollywood games with cats play, you know, I really don't take kind of that. You know, this is my time and effort that we want to put into it. So I'm going to respect them the same way that I feel I should be respected. And if it comes shorter than that, then I'll get slightly perturbed. But, you know, that's why I usually deal with the older cats, because it seems like the younger cats still got a little play and they mix, and I really don't have time for it.
Yeah, that's real shit. That's same with us, man, definitely. Well, I'm going to bring my co-host on. This is Swoop. He's from Owensboro, Kentucky. What's up, Swoop?
What's up, RBX?
What's up, Swoop?
Shit, chillin'.
Right.
You got any questions for this legend?
Yes, I do, man. I grew up a huge Death Row fan, man, ever since I was a kid, and I heard the Chronic out. It just sucked me in, man. How'd you get your start? Were you involved in the early 213 days, or did you have your own little group, or what's the story on that?
Well, the story is Snoop Dogg is my little cousin, and I got back from college. When I got back from college, another one of my cousins, Tank Doggy Dog, was telling me, hey, man, our little cousin Snoop, he rapping, he pretty tight. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I start going all through the neighborhood till I ran up on him. I found him, and I was like, Snoop, what's going on? He was doing his rap thing, and he was tight. He was doing, you know, we were walking through the fire, we battling and whatnot. You know, he was bringing me the new style from the street and whatnot, since I had been in college 4 years, you dig? I wasn't that out of touch, but, you know, he was showing me how cats were doing this, and I was hitting him with the metaphors and these big words, and we kind of, you know, helped each other, if you will. Then the music thing, I became disenchanted with it, and when he got me a job, Snoop came to do a video for Dre and needed a ride to Dre's crib, so I took him out there. Dre heard my voice and was asking me if I could rhyme. I spit a rhyme, and then he was like, yo, you got to be on the Chronic, and the rest is history.
Damn, so you just kind of stepped right into the Chronic then like that.
Yeah, I kind of did, and at the time I really wasn't into the, you know. I mean, I came back, I had a little small situation that didn't pan out, and I just, you know, I really never got into the fame thing, you know. I'd probably be more famous if I had gone to a few more different parties, but, you know, my thing is pretty much on the block where I'm from, and I, you know, that's where I feel most comfortable. So, you know, when you're doing this music thing, you know, you're expected to be all over the place. You dig some of the live parties. I was so hood, they didn't want to invite me to the party because I might bring some goons. So I wasn't invited to the party, and, you know, I might have missed talking to this cat or that cat who could have probably furthered my career, but I don't have no regrets, man. I'm me, and I do me strictly. So I don't usually follow trends. I strive to set them, and that's been part of my psyche since I could remember. And I figured, like, well, I might as well just keep doing me.
Well, another question I want to ask you, RBX, is you got the Grammy for Let Me Ride, man. How did that make you feel?
Honestly, it didn't make me feel no different. I wasn't jumping up and down. I heard I won it. Somebody brought it to my attention. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know.
Wow.
Somebody brought it to my attention, and then But it was bittersweet, and the reason that it didn't really sink in the way that it probably should have at that time, I wasn't really seeing eye to eye to Death Row, and they was trying to make me disappear. You know, if you look on the Chronic album, you can see that my name is all the way at the bottom, and they use blue ink, and then they put me in a spot that's blue. So if you don't know, if you don't look right, you know, they put it on there so that I wouldn't sue them, but you could barely see it. So they was trying to make me disappear from day one because I wasn't complying to that Death Row way of getting out. And so when I did get the Grammy, there, you know, it kind of just went under the rug. You know, everybody got their thing, but nobody notified me to tell me to come pick up my statue or to even be at the award show. So, and even if they probably would have, where I was mentally at that time, I wasn't doing nothing like that because it was really for real, for real. And I was trying to live. I wasn't trying to get shot up. And that award wasn't really worth me popping up somewhere when cats knew I was going to be at. And then, nah, I was always kind of slightly aloof. I'm not going to actually tell you where I'm at. I can get there, but I'm not going to tell you when. But that's just the time we was in at that time. So, I mean, I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it, but, you know, I'm still regular.
Yeah, definitely. You're a real humble individual, too, man. I respect you because I've interviewed a lot of rap cats over the years. Every once in a while, you get somebody that's just a fucking arrogant asshole, like you said, on some Hollywood shit. And, man, we've been blessed here to have nothing but real humble individuals. And, you know, I appreciate you coming on, man, for real.
Well, you know, I mean, I got my opinion on that. And most of those cats would be acting weird. They trying to convince themselves.
Yeah.
I'm already who I am, you know. I think I'm kind of tight. I know I could get down if I choose to, but I don't have to walk around, you know, with that weirdness because it's just not necessary. I've already did what I'm supposed to do. I don't have nothing else to prove now.
Yeah. It's real shit.
After you left Death Row, my bad, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, that's just the point I was making. If you really, you really, you really, you know who you are as an individual, there's no need to be in character mode. Those clowns, I'd be tripping off them clowns like, okay, do your thing. But at the end of the day, I mean, you got to come back to the real world, and it's going to be kind of difficult if you go too far out of space and get on. Then when you come back, because you don't even, what goes up got to come down. It's just the law of physics. That's how it works. So it's best to just keep yourself rooted and stay down with your folks. So if you something do happen, you already got a base. Once you lose your base, it's a wrap.
It's real shit. What were you going to ask him, Swoop?
I was going to ask, after you left Death Row, did you keep a relationship with the other rappers like Rage and Daz and
yeah,
Snoop and
yeah,
Nate?
Well, Snoop is my cousin. Daz is my cousin.
Yeah.
Rage is the homegirl. Yeah, I would say for a minute it was kind of strained. Not the cousin side of things. It was just awkward for the business because I was doing my thing, and you know, if I was gonna do something with Snoop, then it would have to go through Suge, and we knew Suge was gonna shut it down or yada yada, like something like that. But other than me kicking back and smoking a joint with him or just lounging and hanging out and having a joint, nah, that never, you know, it never. Every now and then, you know, the situations, like I said, with the political lines, you know, he's over here at Death Row, but now Snoop's doing his own thing. He ain't got to worry about that. That's one of the reasons when the Death Row thing had kind of just, you know, broke down, I ended up going to Aftermath with Dr. Dre because I never had a problem with Dre. You know, I never had a problem with nobody at Death Row except Suge. And it really wasn't Suge. It was just the whole atmosphere, the climate around the whole shit was, you know, and I'm thinking, well, I want to be creative. I ain't trying to be super dude and catch bullets, but at the same time, I'm not going to let you punk me either, homie. So, it was one of those.
So all the all the stuff that you read of the shooting at the phones and just him being a tyrant and a beast, all that's pretty much true.
Yeah. No, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth. Some, you know, they put a little bit on it, but it was the persona, you know, and it wasn't just him. It was just the whole climate, you know, and, you know, everything that was done was echoed. Like, they were putting 20s on it, like, wow. And it was just crazy. But as a business, as a business CEO, I wouldn't, and I'm not doubting him, you know. I mean, I'm not downing him. I don't have time to down nobody, you know. I ain't that type of dude. But him being the one who's running the ship should have been a little bit more corporate conscious and said, okay, this is no longer a good thing. This is now something that has become a viable commodity in corporate America, and we need to treat it as such. And I don't think he made that transition.
Yeah, that's real.
That's
shit.
Too bad, too.
You know what I mean? It kind of stayed hood. And if you know anything about hood, gangbang, and all that stuff doesn't mix with corporate America. Corporate America ain't giving a rat's ass about your hood. Are you kidding? Unless you bought that block to consider it your hood, that's what corporate America is about. Oh, you claiming a hood that you don't own? Well, how many houses do you have there? None. Well, how many businesses do you have there? None. Well, how is it your hood? And those are the things that people wasn't getting. You claim it's your hood, but you don't own it. So, you know, that was the divide right there.
Yeah, I'm going to take a couple callers real quick. First one I got, St. Louis. What's up, Max A? I believe.
What's up with it, man? Shit, you got RBX on here?
What up?
What up with it, man? Deep like the minds of motherfucking Minota.
Oh,
man, I see him say that shit every day. I listen to Serial Killer. That's my ringtone right now, Serial Killer. If a motherfucker on my phone, that's Serial Killer, dog. That's my shit, man. That's that dog pound shit. That was the shit. Hey, players, that's who, man.
Yes,
UGS for life, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm checking in my Bears. They getting their motherfucking ass whooped right now. I'm kind of heated, but I get some relief right now to hop on the Murder Mass Music Show, man, and hear a legend chop up some motherfucking game, dog. And
speaking real shit,
dog, I salute you, dog.
Yeah, I appreciate you, brother. I mean, somebody got to keep it real. We got all these Milli Vanillis running around, and they hurting us. And they hurting our music, and they hurting our pockets, and ain't nobody standing up doing nothing. And everybody is just, like, stuck in a daze and, like, watching this bullshit go on right in front of our eyes. So, I mean, and I ain't trying to be no activist or nothing, but if you ask me, I'm going to tell you what's real, because I think that's what the real be. I think my people, our people that listen to our music, and our lane need to hear something real every now and again. I am not just trying to sell no damn records.
Right, I hear that shit. And that's what we doing over here at UGS, man. Like, that's why we got cats like you on the show tonight, man, because we pay homage to the legends and the pioneers of this shit, and we here to give, I guess we history teachers now, you know what I'm saying, like, because these motherfuckers don't know their history, man, and here it is right here, and it's still a gang of motherfuckers out here that go off of what, like I say, man, I don't listen to no new shit. My ringtone is Serial Killer, you know what I'm saying, like,
right.
I flip it around, and these young motherfuckers don't know what I'm doing, but this what we doing over here, man, and I just salute you, man, and to my brother Prez, man, like, for real, man. Like, y'all got me so motivated right now.
Well,
hey, much love, brother.
Because we just got to keep it, you know, 10 toes, man. You know, you would think, you know, somebody of my, I'm on the block, homie. I mean, I'm still doing my thing, and I'm not whining and crying for nothing, but the record companies wouldn't touch me. They was like, oh, no, your jeans ain't skinny enough, actually. You're not talking about. You're not talking about the subject matter that we, you know, your shit is. They actually told me I was too hardcore. I've been working all my life homie, back in the days when Hip Run DMC, the first the thing you strive to be is one of the hardest niggas on the mic. Whether it be from Run, or Cool LL, Cool J, or Ice T, it was you gotta have a hardness, and I'm not gonna say swagger because that's not my thing. I'm gonna say fresh as it is. But you gotta come with that. Now they're telling me, you're a little too hard. I'm listening to one of my partners, and he have a meeting with one of these cats, and the cat was, I guess he didn't know who I was. He's like, yeah, we like RBX music, but no, we wouldn't want to sign him to a deal because he's just too hard.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
So,
bullshit. I wish I had a lockdown. I'm working on some shit now. I throw you on the motherfucker for real, because I wouldn't even fuck. I wouldn't, if I got approached with some money to do some shit, I wouldn't even fuck with none of these new cats, man. For real,
yeah.
Like it might be a couple of them sprinkled out there. You know what I'm saying? That really got that true essence. So I don't want to knock everybody that's young and new and doing
and
it, but the majority of them,
they gone. You know what I mean? It's cat, hat, rat, and bat, and then they try to turn around and diss you. Okay, now I had one youngster talking about, oh nigga, you're old ass. You first off, my whole thing to that is the answer to the cat that said, I'm just in my 40s, homie, okay? If Mick Jagger can get up there and he's 83 years old and can shake it down and get his $1 million a show, man, how the fuck are you gonna stop me from getting mine? Are we that backwards that our youngsters want to talk about the casters? You see what I'm saying?
Hey,
we don't want nobody. We don't.
Y'all the foundation of this shit, man. For real. Y'all the foundation of this shit.
And we don't got no cats out there saying, nah, man, that's that shit. Me, myself, when I hear something hot, I'm on it. Like, oh, and I don't care. I don't put no color on my music. I don't put no age on my music. I put that thump on it, and what they talking about, if it meshed together, oh, that's what it is.
Right now
is, oh, we can't deal with you because you're not with this clique. Or you don't run with that clique. Or you ain't over there with that, you ain't in that clique. Man, and it's not about who you with. It's about what you sounding like and what your music sounding like. And we done got away from that, you know, to the Hollywood thing. To, well, his song is hotter than because he had on Prada. He was on Prada and Gucci, so... Well, he's saying sound better than the nigga in the jeans and the T-shirt.
Hey, can I ask you one thing, though, before?
Because
I know y'all got to segment it out. But I just want to give y'all a shout-out because the Dog Pound, for real, that is, with RBX, motherfucking the Lady of Rage, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Corrupt, Daz, you know what I'm saying? And Snoop,
the Inmates.
And Swoop
well,
G,
inmate,
all y'all, when y'all was doing y'all
that's
shit.
The Inmates, that project is coming out, too. We working on that right now. We was just
yeah, see, that's what we ready for. We waiting on that, man, because that's the foundation of this gangster shit, man. You know, yeah, y'all
it
came
really
a couple
is.
Years behind some other motherfuckers, but y'all put it down for a gang of motherfuckers, and when people was telling us that, you know what I'm saying, this shit wasn't nothing, y'all was the cast that was on MTV, on these videos, at these award shows. It ain't like the BET Awards now. You see these niggas snapping and dancing. They shaking with they sugar britches and shit. And it wasn't none of that shit. It was shit that we grew up off of, man. That Murder Was the Case soundtrack was one of the best ones ever.
And let me say one thing, man, just before we get this. People do a lot of talking about how bad Sug was. I was there with the boy, okay? He was a thug. He did his thug thing, but at the same time, he made sure the music stayed pure and the cat that was doing the music pure stayed active. When they ran him out the game, that made a lane for a whole bunch of fruitcakes. And I ain't disrespecting nobody, but that's what it is. Now you can't, somebody do something wrong, you mash up on them before you even address the issue, even call the police squad and turn state, and you ain't even did shit to them. You just ask them, why is y'all fucking off the line? But they gangsters, though. But they gangsters,
right. And rest in peace to the late, great Nate Dogg, too. You know what I'm saying? Because, that's foundation, man. No all the tunes, none of that shit, just real street ghetto tunes, man. We need that. And like you were saying, like how Mick Jagger and them get on the road and do this, Man, all y'all underground, old school cats, y'all need to come back out here, man. Somebody needs to put it together and get you, Spice One, and everybody out here, man.
Exactly. And you don't hear no, and that's just only amongst us as rap people. You dig? The only ones be, oh, that nigga old. But basically, I don't want the class, and I have sociology classes. So what they trying to, what that is a weak-minded motherfucker trying to label you and bring you down because they want you gone because they can't do what you do. So they come, old motherfucker, they say, old motherfucker, they feel that they feel enough, they going to make you feel bad, you're going to retire, but not here, player.
That's
pretty
man.
Much the same shit Gangsta Nip was saying when he was on, too.
Not here, player. I'm going to be like Mick Jagger, nigga. Long as my rhymes is in them pockets and my voice is right and my folks is saying that's the shit, I'm going to keep doing it. Fuck what the haters say.
That's real shit.
That's real shit, though, for sure, man.
So,
hey, as always,
but
man.
But yeah, man,
thanks
so, call,
for
yeah,
me.
I'm about to, yeah, man, I'm about to go in and finish watching this ball game. I'm watching it, too.
Get dig,
Frisco, Chicago.
I know, man, my Bears, man.
They're disappointing, man. It's going to be all right, though. I got a gang of homies, that's Bears friends, and they all on the same thing right now. Man, we salty as a motherfucker. We're going to St. Louis, man. So it ain't like they, like, real bad right now. I ain't going to put nothing real. But the Eagles, shit, the Eagles are taking up the spot. What's wrong with the Eagles, man? Yeah, it ain't like the Bears or the Eagles, so y'all still got to get back. Don't even trip.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. RBX, salute to you, though, dog. And pray
yeah,
to UGS for life to my homie Swoop, too, man.
Swoop, y'all niggas, man. I appreciate you. You know it's real, so you call me anytime you need to, and it's one.
Hey, before you go, my brother Swoop got just a couple more questions for you, if that's cool.
That's cool.
I just want to know real quick, man, that old Long Beach sound, the Superfly, the Badasses, Little Half Deads, the Goldie Lokes, is that shit still all alive?
Everybody's still alive, but just don't have an avenue to put their shit down. Some of them get frustrated and just sit down, and but it's there. That's what it is. Half Dead just dropped the album, Dead Serious. You can go to YouTube and check that out. I'm on one of them joints. So, yeah, I mean, and if I wasn't on the road, I was going to send you some, but I was moving around, man. But we got a joint called Love This Game. That's me, Half Dead, and one of the little homies from the Midwest. He's doing his thing, and I apologize for not knowing his name, but, you know, it is what it is. And Half Dead is the Dead Serious album. I think the Twins is moving around. Goldie's still doing this thing. I don't know when he's going to drop it, but Goldie got some heat. So, yeah, everybody's still active, bro.
I got one last question, if you could answer it. Who did the voice on W Balls? Who's the host?
That's Ricky Harris, no?
Yeah, that's Ricky Harris.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I never knew that. Never knew
that. That's Cat App.
Always,
yeah.
Always love those kids.
Yeah, that's Ricky Harris, man. He used to be the quarterback at my high school football at Long Beach Poly.
So,
yeah.
Hey, X, before you go, then let me ask you one more question, and this is it, I promise. When you dropped High Power, I was growing up in the city of Chi, and there was an actual murder at a church's chicken, 7 execution style murders. Didn't they try to link that to y'all, but y'all recorded that way before the fucking murders?
Nah.
They didn't, because I remember them saying
Nah. I mean, I kind of be hearing weird shit like that. But honestly, where I got that from was the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, because you guys recorded that way before the incident occurred. But I remember at that time they was coming at gangster rap so hard, they naturally tried to, you know, do what they could to demonize.
That's what they do, homie. When they don't have nothing else to grasp at, they grasp at the rap, nigga. At the end of the day, corporate America or just America in general was looking down at the rap culture at that time. Now, since that time, rap has grossed a bunch of money, and you got a bunch of corporate different entities, Boost Mobile, and all all these other little entities that are now invested in rap. So now it's not as bad as it was because now they're in. You understand what's going on?
Yeah.
Before, when they wasn't invested in the rap thing, it was bad, bad, bad. But now that you got all these investors doing, it's not as bad. And that's when the move went to water it down to come with the skinny jean thing and get the real thug element out of here. We're gonna sign them, but we're not gonna sign them.
Yeah.
We're gonna sign him, but we're not gonna sign him. And that's what made the sounds change, because you don't have the thug niggas in there rapping no more. You got the fake thug niggas in there rapping who don't know nothing about thugism.
Yeah, that's real shit.
So that's how we get the watered down shit that we're listening to today.
Well, hey, I want to thank you for coming on the show. And before you leave, you could have given a drop for my co-host Swoop's album?
Oh, yeah. That's another.
His name is Swoop, and the name of his album is Ride Till I Die.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
What's going on, y'all? We pushing right now with Swoop. Uh-huh. And the name of the album is Ride Till You Die, or Ride Till We Die, or just Ride Till It's Dead. Because it won't stop. You dig? Church. How's that?
Man, that's good. Well, if you could say RBX. If you could say RBX.
I might have fucked up. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Ride Till I Die.
See what I'm saying? I don't even be all on my shit. Like, you see what I mean? I'm just real humble like that. But anyway, this is RBX, y'all. RBX, and I'm with Swoop. And we finna drop it on you like this here. Ride Till We Die. Because it don't, and it will not stop. Ever, forever, ever, ever. Church.
Man, that's what's up. Hey,
man,
thank you.
Appreciate that, man.
Thank you for coming through, brother.
All right, man. Y'all call me anytime. You got the link on the Facebook. You know, I just got futuristic, but you reach out anytime, bro, and we going to get it in.
Definitely, man. We got you. Take care.
All right, y'all.
Man, that was historical. What did you think of that, Swoop?
I tell you what, man, I'm like the biggest Death Row fan, man. When I was a kid, I wore the little fucking fake Death Row chain, and I would defend Death Row. And at one point in my life, I would have probably attacked fucking Biggie Smalls. And that shit right there to me is just fucking like fucking Nirvana, like fucking amazing, like better than orgasm and shit.
Hey, don't be talking about that gay shit out here now. You know, I'll boot your ass off the show real quick.
That shit was super sick, dog.
Well, that's why I had you on here, man, because I knew, you know what I'm saying, I knew that you coming up, Death Row was a huge influence on you as an artist, you know what I'm saying, and your 20-something albums deep in the game. You're a legend too, homie, man. You ain't going to admit it because you're a humble motherfucker, but, you, anybody that put out that much product over the course of 15 plus years, whether you're known, you know, just in a few states or not, you're a fucking legend. So pat yourself on the back, my brother. Real talk.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate you letting me do the RBX thing, because that shit was great, man. I'm over here smiling and shit.
Yeah, oh yeah, man. We had to have RBX. Hopefully, we can get Daz and Corrupt on this motherfucker. That'll be That'll be a blessing right there, you know what I'm saying? But let's play this
bomb like Hiroshima.
Yeah, let's play this shit right now, man. Fucking high powered, man. We're lucky we had RBX come through. So you know what I'm saying? Here's RBX high powered. Don't pay attention to Dre at the beginning though, you know what I'm saying? Just wait till you hear that RBX shit.
Yo, what's up? Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint too. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. What I'm talking about? I like that old gangster shit. Cause you know it's a lot of niggas out there woofing all that bullshit. Talking about they got this and got that. Talking loud, the motherfucker, but ain't saying shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, nigga, I see your lips quivering, but you ain't saying a motherfucking thing. But my niggas, I got my niggas in the motherfucking house. And they gonna tell you what's really going on. got my motherfucking nigga off the air. Definitely in this motherfucker. I got my nigga Daz in this motherfucker. Ready to kick some real shit. You know what I'm saying? And that little shit you hear in the background, that's my homegirl Ray. Kick this shit.
Seven execution style murders. I have no remorse cause I'm the fucking murderer. Haven't you ever heard of a killer? I drop bombs like Hiroshima. So now I walk around strapped. One time bust they caps, then watch nigga collapse. Now adapt to this, but you need no adapter. This is just the first chapter in a book from a crook. You get caught slipping, your ass got to die, nigga. Tell me what the fuck you figure. Trigger, happy RBX to cap ya. Pump, pump, and I can't wait to bust around. Pump, pump, my hollow point smacks a clown. Cause what I said split his head. And now they got me running from the fed. But I refuse to go alive. It's kill or be killed, that's how do niggas survive. I'm high power, G. This damn, that mass murder, motherfucker. So what, you feel like you wanna get caught up? Fool, you better recognize. Death Row came in chest time. So if you cross the rope, remember the first name is Death. No love for the other side.
Yeah, there you have it, folks. That was, you know what I'm saying, the man that brought you that song. Very humble individual. He's checking out the football game and shit, so, you know, he definitely took time out to kick it with us, man, and we appreciate it. That's another legend on the show, man. I told you guys, if I don't have a legend, we ain't doing a show. I think there was a couple episodes where I had to say fuck it and shut it down because somebody didn't show up. And I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know if RBX was going to show up or not, but on a positive note, man, you know, everybody's wondering, you know, when's this Fuck the Illuminati re-release coming out? Well, we can't put out the re-release until we re-release the fucking mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Give the people an idea what's coming. So what I'm doing right now over the next couple weeks, I'm going to be revamping this mixtape, taking off the fakes, taking off the motherfucking DM bitches. I added a few skits. I actually got an intro before the intro. It's called DM Bitch. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of explaining a little bit what's going on with that faggot fuck. And all this shit that they told me to take off, I did, except for some of the shit with the She-Dubs production. Because it's a mixtape. I'll put whatever the fuck I want on a mixtape. Now, for the retail version, you're gonna have full tracks, and you're not gonna have anything to do with She-Dub, Burger Records. None of that shit's gonna be on there. And but this mixtape, man, it's already setting a tone of fuck you. You know what I'm saying? It's setting a tone of, you know what I'm saying, we ain't gonna take this bullshit no more. And here's a little sample. I just put this together tonight. This is a political assassin. You know what I'm saying, the political assassin story featuring my brother Gangsta Crow. We originally had other people on there too, but we could never get it mixed properly because, you know, some bullshit going on. But check this shit out.
5904005.
Oh, hey, what's up, Scott? Hadn't talked to you in a while. You probably know who this is. This is Farid. You want to put some hurt on my body? Let me tell you something, man. The people I know, they're not going to let that happen. So you make your move. Because I already made mine. Alright? Yeah. I'm from Philly. You want to come down here? Go ahead. You want to fight me one-on-one? Go ahead. I don't give a fuck about you. You want to fucking do something? Then come fucking see me, man. Don't you fucking in your life try to tell other people to do this and that. You think I'm soft? Wait till a fucking bullet goes in your head, man. I swear to God, dude. You're really fucking with the wrong person. Don't ever in your fucking life try to think I'm weak.
End of message.
Shut my hand to help you. What do? You cry like a little girl. You can get all right in your back, right in your back. What kind of man says right in your back, man? It's not some fucking bullshit.
thank for this beat, man, because we're going to take it in your fucking career. This shit is a joke, man. Talk about you hate the mainstream and then you're up in the offices of Def Jam trying to get a deal. What kind of shit is that, man? You're fake as fuck.
Jogado, caído, perdido, será esquecido, falido, não é bandido, será destruído, calango, que merda é aquela de comer frango, zoada, piada, arrombada, igual sua mãe dançando tango, eu rango, dizendo porque você é uma puta, pensa trouxe da sua mãe depois do Kama Sutra, não escuta, acho melhor que você pare, tem que ser puta, é a Underground Society, foca iluminari, impostor maldito, se prepare, procura abrigo logo antes que eu dispare, que se foda seu cinismo, que se foda seu racista, caído na seita perfeita, puro canto. Canibalismo, patriotismo, sou brasileiro e te mato.
Será enterrado.
Eu te corrijo, respeita que eu exijo. Morra, vá pro inferno, descanse no mijo.
That's what it is, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of, that's just a little skit we did, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homeboy Gangsta Crow, free Gangsta Crow, you know what I'm saying? We're still repping, we're still doing this movement, man. You're still going to be with us regardless. And there's a lot of new faces on this re-release of this mixtape. Of course, we got the Brother Swoop, we got Mac J, we got the homie Treywood, we got a lot of different people on there, man. A lot of different people. But we're gonna get off into some more music here in a little bit. I'm gonna bring back on, you know what I'm saying, Brother Swoop. You there, brother?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Man, you've been down with us now for fuck. I don't even know how long, man. It's been a good year or so. Man, what initially drew you to UGS?
To UGS? Well, I can't lie, man. I was introduced by that fool Casey. That fool Casey introduced me to you guys, and I just thought it was real cool, man.
Like that, five times.
But I just thought it was cool that when I saw that CD that you guys dropped, you know, you guys had X-Rated and Spice One, and you guys had a lot of the rappers that I worked with on my record and that I grew up listening to. And I was like, wait a minute, they got Emo and they got X-Rated and they got all these dudes that I've been talking to for a long time. And how did I not already know these cats? And so it was like, I should have known you. But I didn't know you. And all it took was, you know, that one person to connect us and shit. It's fucking been history.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what's crazy is we knew each other through Scandalous like 5-6 years ago. But
yeah,
I
knew Shandal back shit deep ago. I mean he tried to sign me to a management deal back in possibly the 99, maybe 2000.
Yeah, no, this is around 2002, because I remember him talking about you guys, you know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, man, you ever heard of, he's like, there's these cats that's by you in Owensboro. I was like, yeah, I know where Owensboro's at. He's like, you ever hear of the Cash Roll Criminals? I was like, nah, I'd never heard of them before. And he was telling me about how, you know, your catalog and all this and that, but the fool never introduced us. I remember telling him, I was like, come on, Scan, hook me up with some shit, you know, let's hear what these guys are about. I think he did send me some of your music, but he just, you know, we never connected until 2011, some shit like that. So, you know,
ever since we did connect, man, I tell you what, I've got to meet more people. I've got to talk to more people. I've experienced new shit outside of the rap world, as far as rapping, you know, the interviews and doing these shows and contacting artists and how to properly go through management to get to the people that you want to work with, man. I've learned a lot through UGS, a lot.
Yeah, and that's what we're about, man. We're about, you know, sharing this knowledge and all of us contributing. And you definitely, you contributed a lot to this fucking movement. And, you know, we salute you, man. When we needed a new home for the website, you were there for us, man. You were there with the Quicks. I mean, before that dude took down the other site, we already had one built. So, you know, you've been down with us ever since, man. Much love to you, brother.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna bring on you know what I'm saying, one of the fucking generals of this shit. The one, the only, God Killer Six, Devil Six. What's up, brother? You there? He's probably smoking and maybe getting a bowl of ramen noodle. He likes that ramen noodle mixed with old lady ovarian sauce. So we'll check out Six in a minute. But I'm gonna get back to some music, man. Thanks for coming on, brother.
Yes.
I'll get at you after a little bit too if you're around. You know what I'm saying? But, man, that's what it is, man. UGS is a huge movement, man. We're trying to make it get even bigger. We need your support. And this mixtape, you know, I'm also weeding out the people that ain't supporting it. You know what I'm saying? Some of them, I don't know where the fuck they are. You know, like the dude from Russia, I ain't talked to him in a year. You know, who knows what the fuck happened to him? Same thing with the guy in Egypt. So, obviously, I'm not going to hate on them guys because I don't know who the fuck they are or where they are, but if you're on this thing, I want you to push it because right now we're doing real good with it. We got 5,000 views, we got 841 streams, 174 downloads, and 854 Facebook likes. You know what I'm saying? I want to see that shit have over 1,000 Facebook likes. I want to try to see it have over 200 downloads. You know, let's get these numbers up. Let's show these motherfuckers that this is the real deal, man. Even though this mixtape's been up there for a while, we're revamping it. You know what I'm saying? We're eliminating all the bullshit, cutting off all the fucking pink slime. You know what I'm saying? And I want to say something to that faggot fuck in Germany, that bitch-ass motherfucker known as DMB. First and foremost, we got business. You know what I'm saying? We got some business that you ain't adhering to. You ain't getting back with a motherfucker on. The Fuck the Illuminati compilation is back in our hands, but my brother Bad Black, his album Demigod, is you know what I'm saying, still under contract between Demolition, RBC Records, and Furburger Records. You know what I'm saying? And these faggot fucks at Furburger Records, I've contacted them several times. They will not respond. I want to answer. I want to know what the fuck is going on with the album sales of this project, because it's the best thing that you ever fucking had on your label. Because that bullshit you got now, that knockout music, whatever the fuck it is, do you realize how retarded you sound on a track with legends that, like, for example, Cocaine and Yuck and SIBO and things like that. Do you know how stupid it sounds to hear them rapping and then to hear you come in and be like, oh, yeah, it's the DMB. You're a fucking retard. I shouldn't even waste any more energy on you because I've already exasperated myself with the bullshit that you have put me through. But at the end of the day, until you make shit right or until I see you, I'm going to be speaking about your fuckery, you insurance salesman, dick in the booty ass, faggot, fuck. I don't care. You could take that and run with it. Do whatever the fuck you want with it. I'm going to get off into some music right now. Here's a song we haven't played in a while, man. Handilla featuring my brother, the Bad Black. Cry Wolf. That's exactly what Furburgers do. They cry wolf because they're scared little bitches.
Try.
classic right there. Cry Wolf, Handilla, and the Bad Black, you know what I'm saying, putting it down. But, shit, we're going to play a few more songs on this motherfucker, and we might end it early since our interview ended kind of early. You know what I'm saying? We might shut it down early tonight. Plan on try to have Mo Preem on later this week, but with Thanksgiving and shit, man, I don't know if he's going to make it or not. But nonetheless, we got a show in. Tomorrow, 9 p.m., man, we're going to play the first ever Fuck the Illuminati Underground podcast. Me and my brother Six, we're going to bring that shit back. You know what I'm saying? Definitely going to play that shit. You know what I'm saying? Let me bring in my brother Six right now real quick. Hey, you there, brother?
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, man, we're going to be bringing in FTI Underground podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We're going to do it live, too, eventually, man. This motherfucker's going to get a fucking treat out of that.
Yeah, hell yeah. We're going to try to have a round table with some of our past guests. I doubt we're going to have Fareed on there.
Fareed of the GoFundMe. Those motherfuckers probably won't come on because they're too busy being a bunch of suckers.
Yeah, definitely. Right. He probably got butt fucked by his daddy anyway. But what you been up to, man? You revamping the cover, I see, for the mixtape, huh?
Had to get rid of a couple of areas that were there for a start, erase a couple of faces, that's all solved and fixed, so it could have covered badly, but looking forward to re-release it in the next tape. Everything's been a lovely as usual. Issue number 2 of the lab is there also. We're going to start working on it real soon, man. And just a reminder to folks, once I start magazine artwork, that's pretty much all I got on my plate. So if you want artwork from me now, man, I still got open slots to get up in the ASAP, because once the door is closed, it's going to be closed until I'm done.
Yeah, and if you want, man, you're also making customized EPKs, too, aren't you?
EPKs that you've never seen before, including that cover. Any pictures you want, a background, straight up, mini magazine for your purpose. So get your red and white done and shown off in an original fashion, unlike anyone else does.
Yeah, that's real shit right there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Yours is almost done, ain't it?
I'm sure we have the only thing that's going on is picking all of that. I got a really crew to try to pick all this time and get my shit mad in there. But it really happens when I put all of that focus to it, I get a good idea of what kind of shit we're offering. These GBKs will run you anywhere from $60 on upward. I guarantee you for the quality, they'll be kind of matching anywhere else.
No, it's a hell of a price, too. Hell of a price.
On
up. You know what I'm saying? Is there anything you want to say, Burger Boy, before we get up out of here?
Oh, man, we are DMV with the Phillips, that includes the B-Bag. Everybody else down with the record and all the fabrics and all that shit, because you support my fucking fraud. Everything's been put out about the motherfuckers, the biggest practices, even his goofy fucking face. We've done exposed his ass. I get his back here for a stupid album and show you what I really put in there. Why do motherfuckers still continue to support this shit bag? It's fucking protection, so man. Closing it about this motherfucker, fuck you, your friends, your horse, you went in on that, DMV and shit, Burger Records and shit, Brandon, your triple diseases, and death to all of them. Fuck all y'all.
Yeah, real shit. Well, we're going to end this show early tonight. We're going to end it with the homie Mac J, you know what I'm saying, with his song, This Is UGS, you know what I'm saying. Other than that,
mm-hmm.
man, thanks for calling in, man. RBX. Shout out to him. Anybody you want to shout out, Six?
Hey, my colleagues, every Saturday, man. Every fucking Saturday, KFYB.
That's what it is, 7 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. Central, and I believe it's 6 p.m. Mountain Pacific or whatever the fuck. Nonetheless, we're going to hit the barber some pussy this weekend, hopefully.
Definitely.
This is UGS.
Yeah, what's up, man? It's your boy, J-Dub, coming straight from here at Pacific, MBCC Collection Center, goddamn me, 2012. Hopefully your boy's going to touch down back on those streets of St. Louis, goddamn me, next year. Do my big thing, goddamn me, barbecuing the Boston baked beans, know how we do it. Yeah, you know, I'm just checking in with my homeboys one time, see what they do, you know, they
good town. Yeah, you weak ass motherfuckers. It's UGS in this motherfucker. Mac J, essentials in this dick. You know what I'm saying? Check the motherfucking site, www.ugsforlife.com. Ball beats in this hoe. And we finna show you motherfuckers how the fuck we get down on this bitch. It's UGS for life, hoe. It's UGS, that's the motherfucking movement. Fuck Illuminati, keep it motherfucking moving. No time for proving. We gon' do what we need. UGS till I D-I-E. It's UGS, that's the motherfucking movement. Fuck Illuminati, keep it motherfucking moving. No time for proving. We gon' do what we need. UGS till I D-I-E. Mac J be thy name, I'm back in the game. I know they hating on me, why? Cause I'm doing my thing. And we don't fuck with the lamestream swagger that's rappers, y'all gon' get stomped in your skinny jeans. Real, recognize real. Bitch, I am a fucking vet. Your disrespect alone gon' get you smoked just like a cigarette. Fuck the hoe, better check my credentials as I kick this shit off with my nigga essentials.
This is what I'm saying, real niggas only. They say they want that beef, that talk is just Maloney. P95 on me, man, they do not know me. Dog, I leave they body in the hills like they Brody. Fresh up out to show me, do not fuck with phonies. Only weight movers, all you swagging like you Goldie. Man, she wanna hold me, hit her with that Coney. Your girl like that wind, all she do is blow me.
It's UGS, that's the motherfucking movement. Fuck Illuminati, keep it motherfucking moving.
No time for proving,
we gon' do what we need. UGS, till I D-I-E. It's UGS, that's the motherfucking movement. Fuck Illuminati, keep it motherfucking moving.
No time for proving,
we gon' do what we need. UGS, till I D-I-E.
Money, money, my money. I gotta get it, man. What you gotta do? What you gotta do? What you gotta do? I gotta do my thing.
Understand?
Same, man. Back in the days we gang bang. Then moved up to slang and cake. Now I'm trying to do other things.
I gotta get that dope, and you know for sure my gateway's arch like the mo. This show me, so show me. If your ass moves too slowly, fuck around, get dunked like Kobe. Cause none of my niggas is phony. Y'all niggas can't hold me. Cause I'm hot to the touch like a burning flame. Call on my name if you feel me, man. Ain't got no ex in Mary Jane. And if you can't hang, I'm trying to do this music thing. I'm stuck in the game, trying to maintain. Smoking the weed got me going insane. And you know, Double H don't play. SK gon' spray, pull it out in broad day. Cause we ain't afraid, especially none of you bitch made. UGS gon' get paid till we reach our last day. It's UGS, that's the motherfucking movement. Fuck Illuminati, keep it motherfucking moving.
No time for proving,
we gon' do what we need. UGS till I D-I-E. It's UGS, that's the motherfucking movement.
Okay.
Fuck Illuminati, keep it motherfucking moving.
Yeah. No time for proving,
we gon' do what we need. UGS till I D-I-E.
Back to the home of the brave. Dumb and naive. 700 blocks north of Bourne and Kankakee. In 1995, I moved to Memphis, Tennessee. 2 years after that, I moved to Missouri. In St. Louis, now I'm moving in the breeze. Doing whatever it takes to feed my family. Half of these rappers looking dead of disease.
Okay.
Wonder why is everybody hitting on me?
Oh.
Probably the fact that you're whack, your words don't match. When you write, the chicken scratch when we lace tracks. Tight enough to get paid stacks, no time to relax. Get this money to ease back, you ain't getting no bread. But my nigga, we bake cake, we don't talk to the Jake. I got my lawyer on the case,
yeah.
Real recognized, real still recognized. But if you sit on me, guarantee you gon' get that ass here.
I feel so thrilled to leave a slug in your cranium and fly away on my magic carpet like an Arabian.
Ain't nobody containing him.
What?
Cause he raw, screaming fuck the law and never tell what he saw. It's Mac J, nigga, first war veteran. Ain't too many that's better than working hard like the Mexican. So you better get your motherfucking mind right. UGS, FTI, my nigga, for life.
It's UGS, that's the motherfucking move.
That's how we do it,
Illuminati, keep it
we
motherfucking moving.
You motherfucking
nowadays, we don't do what
shit.
We need.
It's present, UGS, it's Mac J, and it holds.
God killer,
six in this motherfucker.
That's the motherfucking move.
Fuck Illuminati,
that's how we do it,
motherfucking
moving.
You motherfucking check the link.
We gon' do what we need.
UGS, till I D-I-E.
We ain't going for this shit no more. We here to take this shit over. Oh, we ain't playing no motherfucking games with you, bitch. You cocksucking motherfuckers, all you motherfuckers do is run your fucking mouth, but you ain't talking about shit. This underground society shit, this some real shit. Latch on and get on, motherfucker, you get rolled on. I'm telling you, we ain't playing no motherfucking games with you. www.ugs.